This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. You know, it has been a rough few years for farmers. They had to deal with a trade war with China that dried up markets and hurt commodity prices. Now the pandemic has thrown the farming industry basically into chaos. Farmers are getting some emergency help this year from the federal government. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR brings us the story of one Kansas dairy farmer.
I caught Jason Schmidt taking a quick break on a hot, windy day on his Grazing Plains dairy farm in central Kansas. Milking started at 4:30 that morning, and this afternoon, he was hoping to get a lot done before the rain came that night.
Been busy putting up some alfalfa hay and hauling some alfalfa hay to get it under cover, and also helping Dad with the wheat harvest and hauling wheat to the elevator. So it's been a busy day.
He runs down his government payments during the last year. The first was to compensate for the Trump administration's trade war with China, which shut markets for conventional crops like corn and soybeans. But Schmidt doesn't grow those and is trying to use sustainable practices like cover crops for grazing cattle.
I'm planting weird stuff at different times of the year, and the crops that I raised just did not fall in the program. So I ended up just a fraction of my acreage covered by the trade money.
The trade war payment was just a quarter of what he thought he'd get, about $2,000. So then he tried to get a PPP small business loan that was part of the pandemic relief package, but that fell through. Now he's hoping for the emergency direct payments farmers are supposed to get.
I should have about $18,000 to $20,000 coming through that, which really could help.
A University of Missouri agricultural think tank says federal supports will amount to 36% of farm income this year. That's worth more than $30 billion, the largest in 20 years. David Widmar, an ag economist at Purdue University, says the payments are Band-Aids on an already precarious farm economy.
Where's the farm economy going to be a year from now? Will we be seeing another round of ad hoc funding, or how do we make that adjustment?
Jason Schmidt wonders the same thing.
Oh, it's discouraging. It's really discouraging.
Schmidt guesses that he's now operating at about 50 to 60% of the income he thought he'd bring in this year. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.